Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise God. Once again, we have a time to come before the Lord and to praise Him and to love Him and to adore Him and let the world know there's no God like our God. Tonight's another night that we just thank God for the opportunity to come here and be on the line with you. Let me show you something. I just want to make a statement, a virtuous warning. Where are they? Are they virtuous women? Yes. Who can find a virtuous woman? For a price is far above rubies. The heart of a husband doeth safely trust in her, and that's important, so that he shall have no need to spoil. She will do ill, she will do him good, and not evil after the days of her life. Man, that's a virtuous woman. That is a virtuous woman. A woman who have consecrated herself to come into what God wants her to be. And the more she takes notice of it, when I just take notice of these words, Ruth 3:11 in the Old Testament. And now, my daughter, fear not, I will do thee as thou require, for all the city of my people do know that thou art a virtuous woman. And see, the father told us, my daughter, fear not. He began to talk to her and tell her. My, what good God Almighty. A virtuous woman is a crown to her father, to her husband. But she will make him not ashamed as a rottenness of his bones. And when you find a woman like this, I'm trying to reach some men out there before my sister come on there, because we've got to talk about it tonight. Hopefully, we can, because the time is ours for the present time. And the more we trust God, and the more we believe God, that virtue, the more we trust God, we can find that virtuous woman. For a price is far above rubies. Good God Almighty. Men, do you hear that, men? Thank you, men. Hello, men out there. You listen to me? Hello, men. I think it's somewhere out in the background. Hello, sister. How you doing?
Doing well. How about you, sir?
Oh, I tell you, hearing your voice, I feel like I just have to get a little excited. I talk about these virtuous women. Who can find a virtuous woman? Well, prices far above rubies. Good God Almighty. Whew. Every woman should be a virtuous woman. You know what? I thank God for you coming on tonight. I know you got a lot to tell somebody. You teach me. Can you teach us tonight?
Amen. We just don't give God the praise that He's going to give us a word tonight.
All right.
Amen, Lord. Thank you, Lord. All
right. Thank you, Lord.
Father, we come boldly to your throne of grace tonight through and by the blood of Jesus. And, Father, we just give you all the praise. We ask you to have your way, Lord God, in this time. Lord, let your will be done. Let your kingdom come. Give us a word in due season. We thank you, Lord God, as we come to your throne of grace, that we find help, mercy, and we find your burden removing, yoke destroying power to break every chain in our life. And we thank you for the power in your name. We thank you, Father, for salvation in your name. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord God, for everything that we need. And, Father, we give you all the praise, Lord God. Let your word flow freely tonight, Lord God, unhindered by any demonic or satanic force. And we give you all the praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
If you have your Bibles tonight, turn with us to 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9. is what we'll go over tonight. And we give the Lord all the praise.
Amen.
Have your way,
praise
Lord. First Peter,
have your way, Lord.
Chapter 5, verse 6, 7, 8, and 9. All right. And I'll start with the verse 5. The second half of the verse, and it says, and be clothed with humility.
Yes.
For God resists the proud and giveth grace to the humble. Verse 6, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Verse 7, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. We're going to go on to verse 9. Whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. And let's go ahead and just throw verse 10 in there with us tonight, Lord. But the God of all grace, whom hath called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for this word tonight. And I just was looking at this, you know, when we talk about being clothed with humility.
Yes.
You know, humility should be something that people know us by.
I know that.
Humility
right.
should be a hallmark of mm-hmm. all God's people. And, you know, it means the absence of pride, an honest awareness of one's weakness, you know, and it shows us to give the credit not to our own, you know, to ourselves for our achievement, but to
mm-hmm.
God, you know, who's given us the ability to accomplish these things, being clothed. You know, the commentator put this clothed, it took us all the way back to how the slaves used to be clothed back in the day that this Bible was written.
Yes.
You know, they would put a piece of cloth on themselves, excuse me, you know, to show themselves. They would put a piece of white cloth on themselves or an apron around themselves, and that was a symbol that the slaves would wear. And this is where Peter gets this from, being clothed. You know, it shows that, you know, that you belong to someone else, but being clothed with humility shows that you belong to Christ. It identifies
yep.
the believer as in Christ, this humility.
Humility.
That's very interesting. So, you know, that may be something we need to check ourselves on. Are we clothed with humility?
Yes.
And it says,
yes.
For God resists the proud and give grace. Of the humble. Mm. So, you know, this is one of the things that we might need to take a look at ourselves on, being clothed with humility. And it goes right into verse 6, it says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. You know, that humility. That symbol, but you know, I was looking at the New Living Translation of this as well. Verse 6 says that if you will humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, in his good time, he will lift you up.
And
you know, we often worry, and you know, I thought I had to take this for myself here. We often worry about our position and status, hoping to get a proper recognition for what we do. But Peter advises us to remember that God's recognition counts more than human praise. God's recognition. Right. God is able and willing to bless us according to his timing, not our timing, not others' timing. Humbly obey God regardless of the present circumstances. And in his good time, either in this life or the next, he will honor you. See, we all got our own timetables. I know I have mine, you know.
My God.
And, you know, God is not on my timetable.
I know.
You know, he's not looking at how I think I need to have things. And, you know, when we say nevertheless, not my will be done, but let your will be done, Heavenly Father. He knows what he's doing. He has a plan and purpose for our life.
Mm-hmm.
And to humble ourselves is to put all our thoughts down and all that stuff down and let him do his way. You know, in the second, in that verse 7 says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you.
For he cares for you.
He cares for us. God cares for our affliction, for everything that we're going through. And, you know, he sees all our fears, our anxiety, all these anxieties, all these concerns. But we got to turn this stuff over to God. Let him have all our worries and cares, for he is always thinking about us and watching over everything that concerns us. Hearing our worries and our stresses and our daily struggles by ourselves show that we don't trust God.
My God.
And then, you know, this word had hit me like a target. So if I'm going to worry and I'm going to carry all these struggles, then where is God? Where is my trust?
Well, that's right. Where's my trust? Love it. Thank you, Father.
So it takes humility to recognize that God cares for us.
Yes.
To admit our needs and to let others in God's family help us. You know, to admit your needs to other Christians to help you through the struggle.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes, you know what, I sit up and act like, you know what, I'm a big super Christian. I don't let people know what's going on with me. And I sit up there and I'd be over in the corner struggling. And that's what the devil is waiting for. He's waiting to separate you. He's waiting to find you on your own so he can come in and devour you.
Michael,
but all we got
it.
To do is just go before the Lord with these issues. Go before the Lord with all this stuff, even if it didn't take us to stay on our face all day. And even if you got to call a brother or sister, I need some help in this prayer to carry my burdens, you know, to the Lord. Help me. But that's what we need to do. Because if when we look at verse 8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, in one version, say your enemy, the devil. The New Living Translation say, be careful, watch out for the attacks from Satan, your great enemy. He prowls around like a hungry roaring lion, looking for some victim to tear apart. So when he got you off by yourself trying to act like super Christian and like you don't have a problem and you're just trying to handle all that on your own, he's got you separated.
My God.
And that's what he's waiting on. He's waiting to separate you. He's waiting to come in and attack you during times of suffering. When you're trying to sit up there and be prideful and not humble. He's coming in. If you can't, you know, if you're too prideful to ask your Christian brother or sister for help or support or even take this thing, you know, before the Lord.
Once
we take our eyes off Christ, we're not able to resist this devil. You know, James says, resist the devil and he'll flee from you, James 4:7. But if you're going to sit there and act like you got it all under control, you're subject to fall to the attack of the enemy. Yeah. So, you know, the Bible is telling us, be careful. Watch out for the attack from Satan, your great enemy. He prowls around like a hungry, roaring lion, looking for some victim to tear apart. Verse 9, stand firm when he attacks. Trust the Lord and remember that other Christians around the world are going through these same things that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And see, that's where the enemy gets you. He makes you think that you're the only one going through this. No, you're not. And that's what we're around one another to fellowship with, to pick up and help when we're going through different things. We're not just saved for our own self. We're saved and we're called to fellowship with one another. We're called to walk through situations with each other.
That's it. Amen.
Yes. So we thank God for this word tonight. And you know, the enemy that is there, he's waiting to pounce and spiritually destroy anyone who leaves under that protection of God. You know, that's what that humility is. We need to continue to be humble. We need to wear humility. We need to be clothed with it. Because when we get into pride, any of this spiritual pride, any of this pride, just pride, that's you over there in his territory. Oh, he loved that. Oh, when you're looking at everybody like, you know, nobody out there ministering like me, nobody doing this like me, when we can criticize one another and tear apart each other and critique everybody, you know, when we can critique all the folks in the body of Christ that's preaching and we got something to criticize them on and we're not interceding for them, if we're not looking at them in a humble way, in a spiritual way, where we're trying to seek to assist and intercede for them, then that's pride. Mm-hmm. Oh, he loved that one. He gives you all kind of stuff to critique each other on and tear each other down. But you know, God called us to be humble. That's something that people should know us by. Anyway, I'm jumping backward now. Moving forward here. Looking at going on to verse 10 here. Verse 10 says, but the God of all grace, who has called us into his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. Amen. When we are suffering, we often feel as though our pain will never end. Peter gave these faithful Christians a broader perspective in comparison with eternity. Their suffering would last only a little while. You know, I thank God for that. Once we compare what we go through to eternity, it's nothing. You know, some of this will be released in this lifetime and some of it won't. It'll be released in, you know, when we go on to glory. But, you know, we got to just trust God. You know, we have to trust God is the bottom line tonight. No matter what we're going through, as we humble ourselves under his mighty hand, we got to trust him for his timing. We've got to trust him for the way that he is going to work these things out in our life. The last scripture we'll go to tonight is Revelation 21:4. Revelation 21:4. Thank you, Lord.
Revelation 21:4.
Praise
the Lord.
And, you know, I wanted to read this because this is our final outcome.
Yeah.
Revelation 21:4. You know, because, you know, we have a future, and our future is with God. No matter what we go through on this earth, we have a future. We have victory.
We have it.
Revelation 21:4 says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Amen.
Amen.
And we give God the glory for that because, you know, that's just the bottom line. And if, you know, for all of us on the radio, whether you are born again, whether you need deliverance tonight, or whether you don't know the Lord is your Savior, you know, this is our outcome. You know, eternity with God, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have eternal life. You know, it's just like that. The Bible says that whosoever calleth on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, we will go through different things in this world. We'll have tribulation, persecution, we'll have suffering, but we don't have the same outcome as unbelievers because all unbelievers have their place in the lake of fire. But all God is calling you to do tonight is to believe. To believe in the perfect gift that he gave to reconcile you back to him. And all it takes is for you to believe in his only begotten Son. Romans 10:9-10 says that if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Christ died for your sins and that God raised him from the dead, and so you will be saved. So if you on tonight and you need prayer for anything, if you need prayer to rededicate your life, if you need prayer to receive Jesus as your Lord, come on and let us know. And we're ready to pray with you. We are ready to continue. It don't just stop with the prayer, but we are ready to go all the way with you.
My God.
Amen?
Amen. Amen. And you know, one of the things that I take notice of, as you was in Revelation 21 and 4, my heart just started. I said, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. I said, look at the Lord. Look what the Lord is doing. And I'm putting this on the Facebook. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I thank Amen. God for you tonight because it got me to a point to take another look at myself. When you come to 1 Peter 5:6-9, humble yourself the first thing. I thank God for you. Because the more we humble ourselves, the more we will just hear what God says. Because you humble yourself, I know you're going through a hard time on this earth with him. I know it. He said, but I love you. I love you. He said, but I'm going to show you something. That be patient, he said. He said, I'm going to wipe away all the tears. All the pain going to be gone. You don't have to worry about nothing. All you got to do is just do my will. And that is the most precious part of anything we do for the body of Christ. And you know, Sonia, I thank God for you and the persistent attitude that you have toward the body of Christ. Many times you come on the radio station, and you don't know if somebody's down or out, but you always try to lift everybody up. And I like that little holy gift you got. You know, I said, that's good, Lord, that's good. Nobody get upset but the devil. And see, God has ordained you. He has ordained you to do what you're doing. And I just say this, God is so good to all of us. The more we just stay close to God, the more God will just use us and use us and use us. And when you went to that Revelation 21:4, and God said, when God says it's the final deal, I always call it, it's a done deal. And God said, it's a done deal. When God said, it's over. don't have to look back. But can you imagine that God says, he said there will be no more crying, no more pain without the body we have to go through it. We'll have to worry about that pain no more. I'm in no rush to get home, but I want to, ooh, the word. The word is so good. I got so much to do. And I just love the Lord, what he did for you tonight, how he brought you to a point. And the more somebody out there heard that message tonight, believe you me, somebody heard that message. It'll be no more than one person. No, but one person gets saved. The Lord said it's the 99 he left and went for that one. We go for that one and we get that one saved. God said, well, good. Thou good and faithful servant.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I just thank God for you and for everything you're doing at the radio station. And I believe there's going to be some better things that God is doing for us and through us. And one of the things we have to do more, I try to keep the radio station apprised. The more we pray, we don't go away. The more we stay in the place, we won't go away. The more we humble ourselves in the place, we won't get all upset. People,
thank you, Jesus.
And as I read the book of Old Testament, it says in 2 Chronicles 7, 7, if my people, God say, now, if my people that are called by my name, and we look in the book of Revelation, God said, I shall wipe away all tears. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord, for wiping away all my tears. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
no more pain in that bed. No more heartaches. No more.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. But Lord, while we're on the stage, we just want to honor you. Want to love you and adore you.
Lord.
Because he said we humble ourselves. Hallelujah. And today I just want to thank you, sister.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
and
you, Jesus.
And this is what Jesus did for you. I brought you. Didn't look like it wasn't going, but God just, see, God keep punching away at us. He keep punching away at us. When they don't look like we got nothing, but God say, I got something for you. Oh, you're a virtuous woman.
Jesus.
You are a virtuous woman.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Thank
virtuous
you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. To all the virtues behind the scenes, I love the Lord and well.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the living God. Well, you know, I thank God for the day, and I've discovered something. God has so much love for us. He's sitting up in heaven just said, now, why will my sons, I told him what to do to your sons, Jesus. He said, you sure, huh? Why don't they go ahead and do it? It's time for them to start doing it. It's time. It's time for them to start doing it. I don't care what nobody say. Our time is here. And I want to say to you once again, Sonia, if you get an opportunity, just stay with us in a few more minutes. That's a sister getting, come on, comes on behind you. Her name is Reverend I can't call her name, but it's Reverend. I always call her last Love. Are you there, Sister Love?
Yes. Yes, I'm here. Yes. Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
Yeah.
Praise.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I know God has put a word in your heart, Sophie. So tell us what the Lord has blessed you with tonight. I know he has.
Oh, God is blessed me with Revelation chapter 22 and Psalms chapter 2. I'm coming from. I want to start in Revelation chapter 22 and then go back to Psalms 2.
That's okay.
Okay. Because I want everybody out there to know that this is a real thing, that that the promises of God is sure. They are fact. All the promises in the world are not fact, but the promises that God has made, there is an end to all things. And yes. So somebody's phone is giving us a lot of static, or somebody.
No, it's not these phones, not these.
It's not mine. It's not these. Okay. All right. So, first of all, I want to pray. Almighty Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this gathering. We thank you for whoever's on the line, all those that are on the line that mean good, and all those that are on the line that mean distraction. We love you, Lord. We bind every force that is not pleasing to you in us, in anything. Let the love of God flow through this airways, letting mankind know that you love him so that you sent your only Son. You came down and dressed yourself in the flesh and suffered and was humiliated and was degraded just that you might be lifted up so that you could draw all men unto you. We thank you, Lord, because you're truly worthy. Worthy of all praise and all glory. We thank Amen. You, Lord, for being God all by yourself, being the true and living God. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us power and you've given us authority and you've given us eternal life. We can't ask for more than that, Lord. You've given us a mansion. You've given us the power to use your word. Your word says, whatsoever we say, Mark 11:24, whatsoever we ask, believing that we have received, we can have it. Father, we thank you because you have given us the desires of your heart, that we will walk in you, that we will want to desire to please you, that we want to see souls won, Lord, and that all of those that are afflicted and troubled and stressed and addicted, Father, we ask you on their behalf. Their souls are crying out for you, Lord. Send laborers to minister to them, to their needs. There are mentally ill people. There are people with diseases. Saying the doctors have given them up, but Father, your word say, by your stripes we are healed. If you surrender your life to you, you can be healed. Father, we know that you can deliver us from the guttermost to the uttermost. We know you can, because the word of God say, such were some of us. And we all know we were. Wretches undone. But by the grace and glory of God, we have been transformed into the angels of the, we've been transferred from the kingdom of darkness. Of darkness into the kingdom of your dear Son. So we thank you, Lord, for shining your glorious light on us and giving us the ability and speaking through us, letting the Holy Ghost that lives in us be in full control. Let Ruth cease, Christ increase. Father, we come to you under the anointing and power of the mighty Holy Ghost, thanking you, glorifying you, magnifying you, and exalting you in every word, deed, and thought we do. We want to meditate upon you in Jesus' holy name. Okay. So in Revelation chapter 22, it's saying, he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystals, proceeding out of the throne of God. And of the Lamb, out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. This is the end. This is near the end. And in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was there the tree of life. This is that same tree of life. This is the same tree of life that was in the midst of the Garden of Eden now. Look how God done made a whole circle. And on either side of the river was the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. That was verse 3.
My word.
And the leaves of the trees were for the healing of the nations. The leaves of the trees was for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curses. Right here on this earth, there are a lot of curses. But the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, shall be in it. And his servants shall serve him. This is what we're living for. What are you living for? To serve him. What are we living for? To serve him. We are living to serve the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb. The Lamb. The Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And his servants shall serve him. That was Revelation 22:4. And they shall see his face. Now listen at this. All you people that are on the borderline who don't believe that there's a that God is real, who believe that who are agnostics or atheists, or who believe in some of them 50 million other religions, know this. You shall not see their face, the God, those God's face. This God, you're going to see his face, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their foreheads. Listen at this now. And there shall be no night there, and and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light. And they shall reign, do you hear me? They shall reign, be in control. They shall exist forever. I wish there was somebody out there who could testify of this glory that we are soon to come into. We're soon to come into this here glory. This is a everlasting glory. And I want to read it from the Amplified for you right quick and show you that this Jesus is real. I'm begging you with all my spirit, all my heart, to come to get to know him. Get to know him. Don't leave this world without Jesus. Don't get confused. Don't get your money lost, stacked up in the bank. Don't get your mansions built on the land. Get to know the living God, because he got things for you that your mind can't even begin to entertain. He got places. He got a place for you that ain't gonna be nothing. Oh Lord, where was we at? Let me read to you the Amplified of those verses I just read for you. Then he showed me the river whose waters give life, sparkling like crystals, flowing out from the throne of God and of the Lamb. Though the middle of the Broadway of the city, also on either side of the river, was the tree of life with its 12 varieties of fruit. 12 varieties of fruit. Yielded each month its fresh crop, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing and the restoration of the nation. That's found in Genesis 2:9. There shall no longer exist there anything that is accursed, detestable, vile, offensive, impure, hateful, or horrible. But the throne of God. Do you hear me now? Do you hear me now? This is a place. Yes, we're all the Christians and all the moralists is all upset about all the evil that's going on earth. But let me tell you, God has, if this was going to be heaven on earth, then God wouldn't have needed to make a new heaven and a new earth. So he wants you to see how wretched and undone Just like he had to show us how wretched and undone we was without him, he has to show the world how wretched and undone this earth is without them receiving the greatest sacrifice ever could be made to man. God made the greatest sacrifice. He put himself, he dressed himself in flesh and came down here and suffered and walked this earth for 33 years that he might feel all the temptations that we felt but not yield to them. He didn't yield to not one of them. We do. Our flesh rises up. I gave a testimony Saturday about how when I was aggravated, how I transformed. And that sister didn't see me transform. I felt me transform. I felt me transform. So God convicts us when we do wrong. God convicts us. And I repented with weeping and tears. Because she is a servant of God. When I do something wrong to you or anyone, or speak to anyone disrespectfully, not regarding the God that's in you, I repent because greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. And even to say one little offensive thing to a saint is the worst thing you can do, because God has chosen us as his jewels. We are precious in the sight of God. And so, yes, God resisted that. When they were spitting on him, when they was talking about it, can you imagine you being up on the cross and they laughing and joking at you? Come down from that cross if you be God. If you say you God, come on down from that cross. You say you God. You say you got power. You say you the Son of God? Come down. If you be God, come down. He said, I thirst. He said, I thirst. And then they bought him vinegar. Bought him vinegar, y'all. They bought him vinegar. But didn't he yield to his flesh one time to take vengeance on him? I tell you, that is where the power is. And he has given us this power to resist the devil, to resist walking in my flesh. But we yield. We yield sometimes. But Jesus did not one time yield to
not
us.
One time.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. And yet this is what he got prepared for us. And they shall see his face, and his name shall be on their forehead. Verse 4:22-4. And there shall be no more night, and they have no need for the lamp light or sunlight, for the Lord God will illuminate you guys. He's going to illuminate them and be their light, and they shall reign, listen to this, as kings forever and ever through the eternities of eternities. Oh, glory. Write that scripture down, you guys. That's Revelations 22. And 5:1-5 I've read to you so far. But this number 5 is awesome. For eternities and eternities and eternities. Oh, glory. We can't even imagine when we give up that last breath. Be ye ready, for we know not the hour, nor the moment, nor the time that our Savior is coming. We don't know what day the calling of us going home is on. But we know that it is better to be absent from this body to be present with the Lord. Oh, glory. Everybody thinks about death. If you don't think about it on a daily basis, you think about it every now and then when the devil threatens you. But that last enemy is death, and it has been destroyed. It has been destroyed for those who have received Jesus Christ, for those who have accepted the great sacrifice. Glory to God. Glory, glory. Oh, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna to the Most High. Oh, who else could love us so that they had a plan for our eternal eternity past. Who else can you? Oh, I just dare the devil to show me anybody else who got that kind of plan, who loved us so. The Bible says he so loved us that he was willing. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, they decided that somebody got to be the sacrifice. Somebody got to go down and make the sacrifice for me. This was before, okay, I heard on a show yesterday on the TV that they say all them old Christians, they believe that the world is only 6,000 years old. They stuck. And well, we know that the world, these are the atheists and the people that believe that other philosophy that we came from monkeys. So what? How can they prove that the world is millions of years old or 8 million years old? Millions. Okay, it is. God didn't say, he didn't give us a date that he set all this in motion. He just said, it is good. God spoke, it performed, and it was good. It was good. It was good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yes. I believe that God, the world's been in existence for millions of years. So now I'm not stuck on 6,000 years. I'm not, that doesn't matter because eternity already lives inside of me. Eternity already lives inside of me. The Holy Ghost is God, and he is an eternal spirit. He is as much of the Godhead as God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. These three are one. We serve one God. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one. One. We don't serve three gods. We serve one God. And all of them have different the three spirits, the three portions of God have three different functions. And the Bible says in Revelation, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and when Jesus Christ himself has delivered us up, he's going to gather us from the four corners of the world. And when he has delivered us up, he himself shall be subject unto the Most High God himself. But all power and all authority right now, he's reigning and he's ruling in the hearts and minds of his people. So I'm urging anyone out there, and those of you who are already saved and already saints, study the word. Eat this word. Run reference. Ask God to open it up. Open it up to you. Give you an understanding of him. God, show me you. I want to be close to you, Lord. I want to know you, Lord, in the power of your resurrection, in the love. I want to love my neighbor like you love him, Lord. I want to love the unlovely. I want to be kind to people when they curse me and say all manner of evil things about me and lie on me and try to deceive me. Oh, Lord, and betray me. Oh, betrayal to me is one of the worst things that can happen. But believe me, it will happen to everyone that believes in the Lord, that trusts in the Lord. You will be betrayed this time. Jesus Christ was betrayed. You will be betrayed. Jesus told us in the four Gospels, marvel not. The servant is not greater than the king, than the master. These things gonna happen to us. But don't be discouraged. Rejoice. Rejoice. I want you to be stronger than me. I've failed in many times. I've failed by crying and just reacting in the flesh. But, oh, Jesus never failed. I mean, they was talking about it when all he had to do was half a thought and he could have destroyed the whole world. He didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. But thank God he didn't let me He didn't test me to come down and be y'all sacrifice. Ain't that a beautiful thing? If you didn't have nothing else to thank God for, just for the fact that I wasn't chosen to be y'all sacrifice. That's enough right there for you to get up and do a gig. Praise the Lord. Raise your hand and praise the Lord that ain't no man, no fleshly man, could be y'all sacrifice. That we have the living God came down and was a perfect lamb without spot or blemish was our sacrifice. Oh, I'm just so happy. I done preached myself happy. I done taught myself happy over here because the Holy Ghost is good. He's good, you guys. I wish y'all could taste and see how good he is. And those that have him, don't let especially if you ain't been saved many years and when you first get saved, of course Satan let out all his demons after you almost, but God have you in the palm of his hand. Satan know he can't touch you, but you don't know it. You haven't gotten to the confidence in him yet. But when you get your confidence, God's going to show you that no devil in hell can pluck you out of his hands. Oh, glory. Oh, we are, if we only, and let me tell y'all something. The Bible says that Jesus is making intercession for us night and day. Night and day. When you stumble, you fall, you make a mistake. You're going to fall. You're going to make a mistake. That's the only way you can grow. Growth comes through falling. Growth comes through making mistakes. No, we ain't perfect. The perfect one lives in us. We ain't perfect. And too many Christians have led people to believe that they are perfect and that we're supposed to be perfect. The Bible tells us to be ye perfect, but it ain't talking about so perfect that I can condemn you. It's being perfect toward God, being perfect toward God, being perfect toward, ooh, Holy Ghost, have your way, being perfect toward him. I came not to condemn, but to draw, to save. He came to save that which was lost. And we thank him. Thank God that he had the master plan from before them millions of years, before the foundation of the world. You guys know that? You that already saved, you know. You have confidence. You know that no matter how bad things look, your pocketbook might be a little on the empty side. Your rent might be a little late. Yeah. But when you start realizing who you are, whose you are and whose you are, you can start telling that devil, get up off of me now. You did that to me when I was a babe in Christ, but now I got some meat in me now. The words say that I am already victorious. The words say that I am an overcomer. The words say you are a defeated foe. And you don't have any power over me. Oh, glory. Oh, brothers and sisters out there, I thank you for going to Revelations with me. And I'm going to share with you right quick just a little bit of Psalms 2. And this is a question. Psalms 2:1. We read about Psalms 1. But 2:1, this is a great question. Listen to this. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why? That's a question mark at the end of that. Why do the heathen rage and the imagine vain thing? I'm telling you why. Because the revelation say, woe, woe, woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, for Satan has come down unto you. When God threw him out of heaven, and a third of the angels went with him, he is here seeking whom he can devour. Don't let him devour you. God bless you. And remember, like,
amen. Praise the living God. Praise the living God. Amen. I know that God is so good, and God has been so good to us tonight that we've come here tonight on this radio station. We have announced, we have re-announced, and one thing that, because I got a double dose of revelation. My God, my God, my God, revelation. And as one sister was teaching out of Humble Yourself, 1 Peter 5 and 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Humble yourself. When we humble ourselves before God, God has done so much for us. God is so good. He's so merciful. And you know one of the things I want to just declare, the thing that I just thank God for, is these women that love God. They get on a radio station, and all these supposed to be men. And I'm asking, where are you, brethren? Where are you, men? Who have the godness in them, who have the God-like attitude. See, you got to have some man to help you. You got to have some man to help you. I'm here to help you, not hurt you. And one thing I want to say tonight, God has been so good to us. So good to us. And remember my words. We love each other. And ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Remember, till next time, the Lord bless you and keep you until I see you then.
Let's open our Bibles again to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and we will read from verse 1 in talking about the gifts of the Spirit, studying the gifts of the Spirit. Today, we're going to discuss some of the mechanics of these gifts, what they actually are according to the Word, and the operations of them. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Wherefore I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say Jesus is the Lord but by the Holy Ghost. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. There are diversity